selfish is that you have a lack of compassion. Mm-hmm. You see things happening with people and you have a disregard for their pain, their problem. You have a disregard for anybody other than yourself. And so it's just important that we realize that. And you, one of the things we're looking at some scriptures and that go along with that. And one of the scriptures that I love to kind of help us to use as a heart check is Galatians 5, because Galatians 5 shows you what you should become and what you should not become. And so if you've never read the Bible, check out Galatians chapter 5. It's a really good picture of what it looks like to, it talks about walking in the spirit and walking in the flesh. And so if you are selfish, more than likely you're walking in the flesh. So the first one we're going to talk about is a lack of compassion.
And I think even when you think about it from the compassion aspect, it comes back to when we should always be putting our significant other, our spouse, our boyfriend, girlfriend ahead of us, because mm-hmm. that's where it starts at. When you are constantly putting yourself in front of the other person's well-being and what's best for the relationship, that's a sign that that selfishness is taking root and it can become a real issue later on.
Yeah. And I think, and I even think that it's an area that, like I said, I think it's a blind spot. If you think that being selfish is a blind spot, I want you to put that in chat. If you're watching it now, if you're watching later, I want you to put that in the spot in the chat, because I think so many times we don't ask ourselves the hard questions. And because we don't ask ourselves the hard questions, we really never, because like people say, well, I wonder why I'm not married, or I wonder why I don't have any friends. Well, these are things you can kind of do as a heart check. And it's not to say that if you're not married or if you're single, that there's something wrong with you, because that's not what we're saying. We're saying that, and it's not to say that because you're not married or you're single that you're selfish. But I think that it's just important that even when people are married, you are constantly doing things to examine yourself, to look at yourself, to say, where are the areas where I need to grow and I need to get better?
It's a constant where it still comes back that lack of compassion, where you are focused more on whatever your needs are and what you're trying to accomplish mm-hmm. more than what's best for the particular situation or circumstance that you may be going through for the betterment of the relationship.
Right.
You know, this is one of those areas or topics when you think about selfishness. Nobody wants to be labeled selfish. Nobody wants to think of themselves as being selfish. But I think we have a tendency to overlook some of the things that we are inherently selfish about.
Right.
When there are certain things that I feel like what I need or what I want is more important than the particular thing that I'm being asked to give up. Mm-hmm. Just using just something as simple.
Let's use your motorcycle.
What about it?
You selflessly gave it up.
Well, and I think even when I was able to give it up, because from the very beginning, I don't know how many fellas are out there. If you're in a relationship or a marriage and one of the stipulations, I'm looking back and forth between the camera and the chat. The one of the stipulations was when we got married was you can't have a motorcycle. I was saying if you ever heard that be uttered by your spouse or your
significant other, someone you're dating.
Because of a bad experience or something that happened to them that they may not have wanted to impact their relationship, they just said, you know what, you can't have a motorcycle. Well, that was something, as they say, the non-negotiables. That was one thing that I had just desired and I wanted when we got married, that I want a motorcycle. Because
yeah.
I had already had one. I did not have a motorcycle before we got married. Once we got married, I did, because that was a desire that I wanted.
Right. But we talked about that you wanted a motorcycle.
Right. Right. And because my mom was in the medical field, she didn't want to see, because of the tragedies and accidents and all those kind of things. But sometimes, you know,
did that give me cool points when I said I wanted you to have a motorcycle?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. because people they want to be protective of you. So they think mm-hmm. by them preventing or saying you cannot something or have something, you know, in that situation, that all it's doing is delaying. It doesn't disregard or get rid of the desire. Mm-hmm. It was still there. But over time, when you want to do what's best for your relationship, if I know it's going to cause you a lot of worrying, if I'm out riding mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, I have to decide, is what my desire to have more important than your well-being.
Right.
That's kind of the scenario that just came to mind. So we thank you for joining us. We had a little technical difficulty starting out, just trying to get started. We actually just came from a wedding.
Yes.
So we are rushing to get back and so we could go live because we made a commitment to do this. And we want to stick to that because we know you guys are sacrificing time to come on for these Saturday night live sessions. I'm going back and forth. I'm looking at the computer right here. So I'm looking right here, too. So we made the commitment to do these live sessions with you guys and hang out with you because this is something that is important to us to do, not just as the building of the community, but just because we know the investment and the time, effort, and energy it takes to invest in your relationship, you know, where if this is something and we want to make deposits and contributions to something and even bringing these kind of topics that sometimes you may not think, why is this important? You know, we're good right now. Our relationship is good. We're not.
But the good thing about YouTube, this video will be up and maybe you're not selfish. Maybe it's not something you're struggling with, but it's something to be mindful of. Another sign that you're selfish is one-sided decision making.
Yeah, I remember a story that my mom told us when they were together and my dad came home. He decided he wanted a new car. So guess what he did? He went out and bought him a car.
Yeah.
Without talking to my mom, he just seen what he wanted. He just bought it, brought it home, drive home. And you can just imagine what that would do in your relationship where if your spouse or your significant other just went
out. Have you ever made a major purchase without consulting your spouse
or your significant other?
Someone in your life that it was going to be impacted by? Have you ever done that?
Well, he didn't. And it was a problem and those types of things. But I just remember that being and looking at it from outside looking in, I was like, wow. I was young, I was like, how could someone do that and it not be a problem? It to be that selfish to where you want what you want, what you want, what you want, when you want it, how you want it, where you want it, and irregardless of the consequences, you just go for it.
Yeah. And I think a part of it is understanding that. You can either learn from experiencing it or you can learn from watching other people. And I'm sure you have seen situations or maybe you've made a decision that you didn't consult the other person you're in a relationship with and you saw the impact of that. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily, it doesn't have to be your experience. You can learn from other people's. That's why we want to share our experiences and our stories and things we've gone through, because if we can help you not to go through it by us sharing it, then we are more than willing and open to share the parts of our life that we've grown from and we've learned from.
And I think the next one that we want to talk about was empathy. We've talked and done multiple episodes about empathy, and we approach it from different directions. But if you do not have empathy in your relationship, it is going to wreak havoc on your relationship, because empathy is putting yourself and trying to feel what your spouse feels and try to put yourself in their position based on a decision that was made based on what we're talking about tonight about. Yeah. Are you too selfish to be in relationships? That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
To where how it can impact your relationship, because if you lack that or you have that limited level of intimacy or empathy, it's going to be a deal breaker in a lot of situations.
Yeah. And I think sometimes what we don't think about how did I become selfish? Well, it's human nature to be selfish. So what we want to do is first we want to point out, well, maybe am I, do I, it's not to say you have to have one of these to make you selfish. More than likely, it's going to be more than one of these. It's going to be three. So there's five of them. If you find yourself struggling with four or five of them, more than likely you are too selfish to be in a relationship with someone else. But that's right now. But where you start off, the reason why we want to show you this is because you want to know where you start off so you don't stay there. So the next one is when it comes to insensitive communication. one of the things for me, I can say growing up, I grew up in an environment where there was a lot of verbal abuse and the communications were not mindful of how they would affect me. And so I think like when me and Gil first started, when we got together and we started dating, we talked about the things that were very important to me. And being verbally abusive for me was a big thing. So what is an example of insensitive communication is when the words that you use and the phrases that you put together make the other person feel unseen, unheard, and unvaluable. And so if that's a constant, it's not to say if you do this one time, mm-hmm. you know, but if that's your normal practice, if you automatically, the first thing you want to do is demean or belittle the person, then you know that you have a very insensitive communication pattern.
You know, if you have to always be mindful of your tone, your volume, mm-hmm. how you say, it's not a matter of you being right or wrong in the situation, whatever that may be. It's how did you come across when you were trying to communicate what was going on with the situation? Mm-hmm. If you are insensitive and can't, as they say, read the room,
right,
to where you know when you say something and it either is a wrong tone or wrong volume or mm-hmm. wrong inflection, all these different things that make up communication, if you try to bring it to a point to where it leads to miscommunication, that is a definite indicator that you're being insensitive when it comes to how you're communicating. And that's going to lead to the selfishness when you think, I don't have to change. I am the way that I am. Right. This is just the way that it is. That's another indicator of selfishness.
And I think selfishness is something that if it's not addressed, if it's not confronted, if it's not if you make it a place, if you make selfishness a space in your relationship, then it's going to begin to degrade it. Because one of the things I think about, we're talking about insensitive communications, you know how you people play and they call each other out of their name and they, you know, they call each other, you know, derogatory names. I always felt like you play like you practice. Mm-hmm. So if someone is saying something to me in just, it's just how they feel. And so you got to be careful about the sarcasm and the cynical remarks and the saying things in a derogatory way and then saying, oh, I was just playing. I didn't mean that.
You know what is funny? I remember when we were dating and we were just going through just really establishing our relationship. Mm-hmm. One of the bad habits that I had was sarcasm. Mm-hmm. I was very sarcastic in a lot of things that I said. And that is a indicator of my own insensitivity about my own levels of selfishness to where mm-hmm. I didn't care how it came across. I didn't care how it was perceived. And it had become such so ingrained in how I said things that I didn't realize that I was doing damage overall to the relationship mm-hmm. because it had become a part of my habits.
Right.
We have to be very conscious of the kind of habits that you are doing and having. Because when you don't, it's going to have an impact in a relationship. And then you'll sit back and say, where did all this come from? Or you get a negative response from your significant other or your spouse, you're going to say, where did this come from? Where's all this happening from?
Right.
Well, if I have lived a life of sarcasm in the things that I said or how I say things to you, that's a bad habit.
Yeah, it is.
That is a habit that is going to erode, is going to tear down, is going to do the polar opposite of what I may desire, which is to build a good relationship with you, right. That is going to be something that I have to say, you know what? I have to change my habits or change my practices. If not, I'm going to be alone.
And I think a part to that is that when you grow up in an environment where everyone around you is cynical and sarcastic and negative, then it just becomes like, oh, okay. But then when you're around someone else, mm-hmm. they have a different experience. And that's why relationships are important, because they had a different experience. They had different exposure. So then they're going to introduce to you mm-hmm. what, like for me, verbal abuse, I was like, I can't take that. You know, so that's why you have to be open to the other person not being like you and bringing something to your attention that maybe you don't even realize is a problem.
Right. How about communication? You know, guys know that if you watch any of the videos or any of the things, we always talk about communication because mm-hmm. it is the linchpin of every relationship that you have, whether it's one like this of each other, but of a spousal or significant other. When you have inequality in your communication, that's where you are talking and having conversations where it kind of goes back to what we said a little bit before about the one-sided. It's my way or the highway. Right. It's what I say goes when you feel like you don't have a voice, when you feel like you don't have a say.
So the fifth one is equality and collaboration.
Mm-hmm. And collaboration to yes. where, and that stems from the kind of communication that you actually have. Yeah.
And a part of it is understanding that in a marriage relationship, in a family relationship, in a dating relationship, it's not just what you want. Mm-hmm. It's not just what I think. It's not just what you think. It's what we both think. And mm-hmm. and that's what kind of breaks down that selfishness. If you want to be in a relationship with somebody else, you are going to have to make sure that you take into consideration the fact that I'm not in this by myself. I do have to take into consideration. Well, let me think about it. Well, how does Gil feel about this? You know, and that's a part of you guys both having a say in how things go.
Because if you feel like your voice is being stifled or shut down, or you don't have a voice in it, it's going to start building up. We call them bricks, where you build these bricks up in your relationship to where you are not communicating. Each brick builds a wall. And as that wall gets built up, it is preventing you from having the type of relationship that you may want.
Yeah. And I think one of the things when I think about being selfish, one of the things that I think being selfish does is it puts you on the island of autonomy. Hmm. Yeah, you can be you can have your own way, your own thoughts, your own views, your own. But the bad thing about being selfish is that it's, you know, when someone is 6 or 7, you kind of expect that behavior from them. But as we grow and as we mature, we're supposed to be able to not just think about ourselves. And so one of the things that I think that, you know, we're going to transition now. So we talked about being selfish, right? So if that helped you, give us some hearts, give us some
thumbs
light.
Up.
Give us
I thumbs see you, up. Ms. Meeks.
Thank
I see
you
that,
so
Linda.
Much
Thank
for
you.
Watching. We appreciate it. Hey, Mama Meeks. But we want to kind of switch gears to, we talked about being selfish. And so we gave you 5 signs you might be selfish. So let's talk about being selfless, because that's the goal. And what we have seen in relationships mm-hmm. where there is selflessness, relationships thrive, they grow, they flow a lot better. And so why do we not understand that being selfless is what we're called to do in relationships? And so we're going to talk about being selfless. Again, when we talk about Galatians 5, Galatians 5 shows the lust of the flesh, which will be selfish. And then it's going to show Galatians. The other part of it is the walking in the spirit, which is the fruits of the spirit, which would be being selfless.
So you think about how many times do you put yourself ahead of or put others ahead of you?
So number one is you put others ahead of you.
That what we talked about, where if you have a lack of compromise, now this one is where you are actually putting yourself second
right.
or third or fourth right. or whatever the numbering is in your particular situation.
Because it should be God, the other person, yourself. Mm-hmm. In regards to, we're not saying that you are not valuable. We're not saying that. We're talking about in regards to thinking of them. You're supposed to say, because the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So you're supposed to love God and yourself. We're not talking about to the point mm-hmm. of you're giving up your values, your goals, your dreams. We're talking about you put them first when, like, if I make my plate, I'm going to make Gil's place first because I'm going to be second to him.
Yep. It's always something that you should work yourself out of. If you have a habit of putting yourself first,
yeah.
work yourself out of that habit by putting
dethrone yourself,
your significant other ahead of yourself. Like Renee just used a simple example of if we're eating or something like that, she tends to serve me first. Not because it's her wifely duties or her duty.
But it helped. The way that you get good at anything is that you practice doing the opposite. So the first thing I do is think about me. Then I mm-hmm. have to learn how to think about somebody else. And that is what being married is about. It's about serving someone other than yourself, serving God and the other person. Because marriage is, like I said, marriages thrive where there is selflessness. Number two.
Two-way communication, two-way decision-making. If you have a time where you, like we mentioned already in the one-way decision, where this person is always deciding, this is how it's going to go, this is where it's going to be, and they are not listening or they're not in a position to where they want to even hear anything or anybody else's input, Well, the way you get out of that selflessness or selfishness mm-hmm. is by taking the inputs of the person that is going to impact. Renee used that example of, have you ever made a decision and not thinking about the consequences or the impact that it was going to make on someone else? Well, do the polar opposite of that and take others into consideration before you make decisions. The key is before.
Right.
If you've already done it and then consulted, you yeah. kind of put the cart before the horse.
Because I'm like, if you really wanted to know what I thought, you should have asked me before you did it. Because now that you did it, it really doesn't matter what I think because it's an afterthought.
Because how many times do you really, when you know you want something, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. When you know you really want something or desire to have something, you're going to go ahead and do that thing. As the old saying goes, ask for forgiveness
and more than instead permission. Of permission. Yeah.
And no, we don't want to practice that. Mm-hmm. We don't want that to be the habit that we build because that's going to build up resentment. That's going to build up where in your relationship where you have, I have to start thinking about me. I'm going to have to start thinking about me. If you're never going to put the other person first, then it's almost like every man for themselves or every woman for themselves right. to where, and that's not something that you want to have as a habit in your relationship yeah. because it is a two-way team or a two-person team.
What's a three-person team? Because it's Jesus, you, mm-hmm. and your spouse.
Yep.
It has to be. And so I think it's important when you think about that as far as how do you learn to be selfless? How do you learn to, and a part of it is that we get good at what we practice. So when you're single, mm-hmm. all you have to think about is you and what you want and what you right. think and what you need and what you desire. But when you are trying to go into a relationship with somebody else, you have to start considering them in the whole process.
So what is the one habit that we talk about in communication all the time? Active listening is a key component into breaking the cycle of selfishness.
Right.
Active listening is where I'm listening actively enough to where whatever Renee is saying and she's talking to me about, mm-hmm. I can actually bring it back to her about what it is that she said, not using my words to describe it. I can use it to paraphrase. Right. I can use it to say, is this what you heard? And then I finish it up with, is that right?
Right.
Is that what, that's what I heard.
Because that means you want to hear what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Because if not, then you're going to find that miscommunication is a big indicator of miscommunication or misunderstanding that leads to that selfishness. Yeah, not mm-hmm. listening.
So that's four. So what's the fifth one?
You got it.
I was looking at something else. I was trying to text. No, I did not. It's the fifth one. People on here. Hey guys, we're so glad you're here. If this is helping you now, mm-hmm. or if it's helping you, if you watch it now and it's helping you, you don't have to write. You put thumbs, hearts, whatever you choose to do on the platform that you're on. And we are excited. We're going to do a little pause right now. We are going to start interviewing couples again. Yay! Mm-hmm. And we're going to start on next Saturday. And the couples that we're interviewing, it's a surprise. We'll let you know. We're going to start having guests again. So if you're interested, if you're single or if you're dating or married and you'd like to be a guest on the Rich Relationship Refuge podcast, go to our website at richrelationshiprefuge.com and go under mm-hmm. book online. Go all the way down to the bottom. There's a space where you can book. We're only doing it on Saturdays from 7:30 we'll start at 7:30. But the show is not until 8, and then we'll go on at 8, and it's from 8 until 8:30. So if that's something you're interested in, please, 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 sir, please, ma'am, go to the website at richrelationshiprefuge.com and sign up to be our guest.
And then the last one for the selfishness side is volunteer and give back.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I can say really helped me is when is serving others. The greatest way for you to learn to get yourself out of the throne of your heart is to serve others. One of the reasons why we've been so committed to creating content on these platforms is because it's easy for us to have the attitude, my marriage is good, I'm straight, I'm doing all of this stuff. The things that we tell you, the things that we practice, the things that we share with you guys are things we're really doing. And so the greatest way to get out of being selfish is to serve. Ask yourself, who did I serve today? Mm-hmm. Who have I helped today? If you're living your life and the only person you're serving is you, the only person you're thinking about is you, the only person you're doing anything, that is a very easy way for you to really build up selfish. So the way to not be selfish, be selfless, is to serve others.
Yeah. So we hope you got something out of it. You know, it was five selfish, five unselfish.
And selfless.
Selfless mm-hmm. items. We hope you got some out of it. We're doing these lives on Saturday night. If you like the time, you like the way it actually fits into your schedule, and you can jump on there with us for a few minutes. We try to keep them a little bit short because we know some people have date nights on Saturday night. Yeah. Some people have things that they want to do. Some people just want to sit and chill and watch movie night. And we thank you for just sharing some of your time with us. We appreciate it. So
please share this video with someone. Everyone share with someone. Leave us some comments. Leave us some hearts. You love it. You hate it. Give us your feedback. We want to know what you want and what you need. Like we said, we're going to start back interviewing couples starting on next Saturday. So we will see you guys next Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have some technical difficulties today. We apologize for that. So if you couldn't find the first link and you're looking for the second link, here we are.
So we appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good night. We'll
and
see
we
you
love
next
you
week.
And you are more than enough. And we'll see you next Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thanks for watching now and later. Remember to like, subscribe, share, follow, and download. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.